Good morning. It's Wednesday, May 12th. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. House Republicans have ousted Representative Liz Cheney from her post as the chamber's number three ranking GOP leader, punishing her after she repeatedly spoke out against former President Trump for his false claims of election fraud and his role in agitating the January 6th Capitol attack. She is Congress's highest-ranking Republican woman and a daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney. There will be a candidate forum for potential replacements tomorrow with an election held Friday. Oregon Governor Kate Brown says COVID restrictions will be lifted as soon as 70% of the state's population above the age of 16 gets at least a first dose of coronavirus vaccine. If counties can report that 65% of their populations have received a dose and provide a report to the state on establishing vaccine equity, those counties can be moved into the lower risk category starting May 21st. Brown says we could achieve the goal of a full reopening by mid-June if we continue to make progress with vaccinations. The Portland Public School District says it expects to fully reopen to a five-day week in-person instruction by September 1st. School board leaders say they're pushing for the state to release guidance earlier than what's currently scheduled so teachers and staff can prepare campuses over the summer break. Today, the CDC is expected to issue its approval for the emergency use of the Pfizer vaccine in people as young as 12 years old. While teens in Oregon and the rest of the U.S. are waiting for that approval to become vaccine eligible, several clinics in Georgia and North Carolina began distributing the shot to the age group yesterday. Don't forget, your taxes are due next week. The IRS tax deadline was extended to Monday, May 17th, due to the coronavirus pandemic. That applies for both your federal filings and state filings if you live in Oregon or Washington. Palestinians continue firing hundreds of rockets into Israel. Israel's prime minister says he will respond with force to any attacks and is calling up reinforcements. Right now, Egyptian officials are trying to broker a ceasefire. Be sure to check out all the great content on the Coin Podcast Network by visiting coin.com or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.